You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
So the president, on this March 13th, 2020, Friday the 13th, scheduling to hold a news conference about 2 hours from now. Early word coming out is that he's going to declare a national emergency on coronavirus. And, of course, this comes as major sporting and other events have been called off, postponed, not wanting to have any large gatherings. And part of that gets down to, let's be honest about it, not so much really fearing coronavirus would be spread at them, but liability. Liability. What sporting group wants to hold a large gathering and then have some people come down with coronavirus because they were at that game and then turn right around and sue the company that held it or the sporting group that had it? And in the meantime, we've still been told the president himself has not been tested for coronavirus. I don't know where it's going to change. What would it change if he found out he had it? Unless he's incapacitated totally. He would have to be somewhat quarantined. I'd say the man's already pretty much quarantined from most of the nation. And maybe some of those around him would have to step aside, deal with them remotely only if they haven't been tested or proven positive. But you kind of have some limits on what you're doing here. What the president is doing in the meantime is working where he can to help protect the U.S. economy in addition to our national health. He's been pushing for a stimulus package. The Treasury Secretary said we're hard at work on it. The Congress and the administration have 100 things on our list, things that we can do to help the individuals, even to the extent of not forgiving, but allowing student loans to not be paid for 3 months or so. Not saying they'd be totally debt-free of their student loan, but they wouldn't have to pay it for 3 months. And then moving into the larger arena, such as businesses, cruise lines, airlines, making sure they are protected, because if they're not running eventually and if they're not staying afloat, no pun intended with the cruise lines, then you're going to have numerous economic stories involving American citizens suddenly no longer having a job. In the meantime, the Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau's wife has tested positive. The Brazilian president has tested positive for coronavirus. He recently was at an event with President Trump. And Spain is now looking to Italy for how to deal with coronavirus because 60,000 Spaniards are now on lockdown. It's the next country at the risk of the most, apparently. The country as a whole had more than 3,800 cases by Friday morning. 84 deaths just in Spain. And they say the rate of the contagion is skyrocketing, in some cases doubling overnight. More than 62 countries, including neighboring Morocco, restricting arrivals from Spain, which in turn has stopped flights only with Italy, which is the other big European outbreak outside China. And, of course, there's also Iran. From what we've been told and what information we're getting, the situation in Iran has been much worse than we were originally led to believe. And I'm sure it's going to be the same in China. In North Korea, we have no numbers whatsoever. But here's what we know about Iran. Iran has now dug 2 football field-sized trenches. This is based on satellite images. One of them about 80 miles south of Tehran. They have confirmed 10,000 cases that we're told about. 10,000 cases and 400 plus lives lost at this time. That's the situation as we know in Iran. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we're going to pick up more of the stories on the coronavirus, and we're going to talk about how the left and the mainstream media are looking to politicize coronavirus, are using it as a weapon against President Trump. They should be ashamed, but as I pointed out repeatedly, they have no shame. Stand by, please.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, finding, removing threats to your health. In one facility, occupants were getting sick, but only in one portion of a building. And Wellington Environmental was asked to investigate and soon found air conditioning units in the rooms only in that side of the building were blowing cold air loaded with mold. The AC units in that part of the building were pulling air from a stagnant pond. Mystery solved, threat resolved. That's just one of many Wellington Environmental stories. And then there's a hospital that was going to have to close because of a water main break until Wellington stepped in to help. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beale Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Thank God he took that action. It was strong action. It was bold. It was unprecedented action. You know, we, at that time, we had fewer than 20 novel coronavirus cases here in the United States. China had less than 10,000. But he took that strong action to protect the American public, and boy, did he take heat for it. Took a lot of heat for it. But now everyone's looking back. The experts who advised him to do that, like Dr. Tony Fauci, say, you bought us valuable time by taking that strong action, Mr. President. You were brave. It was unprecedented. But you protected the American public health there by what you did.
Powerful words. And they come from the Health and Human Services Secretary, Alex Azar. Thank God President Trump took that action, shutting down traffic, airlines from China as early as he did. And he did take heat. You had many saying, there he goes again, this is racist xenophobe, doesn't want yellow people coming to the U.S. And they persist. They persist with that argument even now. And yet, you also heard the Health and Human Services Secretary say that the director of the National Infectious Disease Health Group said, thank God he did it because he bought us additional time. We now have something like more than 1,500 cases of coronavirus documented in the U.S. Who knows how many more not yet documented. Death count, 30 to 40. Some might not be determined till later with an autopsy. And around the world, the numbers continue to accelerate rapidly. But we have basically shut down our borders from China to begin with, and now Europe, 26 countries. You would think there would be praise even from the mainstream media and from the leftists. But they are so hell-bent on destroying this president they're looking at this as, again, a reason to attack him. And they're basically taking their attack plays right out of the Chinese Communist playbook. The Chinese government put out in its state media report as part of an ambitious propaganda event, laying out that the world has been misled to say this has been coming out of China, that it's something unique to China. Well, that's where this originated. Wuhan, China. And even CNN and the rest of the leftists were using China, saying it came out of China, until somebody began to say, well, you know, that sounds like it could be possibly a way of saying racist remarks about China, smearing China. So the Chinese government is now fighting back, and they've got support by our own mainstream media that is stepping in and using it as an example that our president, this president, should be held responsible for putting the blame on China. And China's position pretty much is that the disease might have been dropped off by Trump himself at some point. And when the president began to talk about how we're going to deal with this, they used a term that the mainstream media jumped on and said, see, there's the proof. He's racist. He's xenophobic. Jim Acosta. Jim Acosta commenting on CNN about how Trump had referred to the origin of the virus.
At one point during this address, the president referred to the coronavirus as a, quote, foreign virus. That I think was interesting because as I was talking to sources earlier this evening, one of the points that the president wanted to make tonight, wanted to get across to Americans, is that this virus did not start here, but that they're dealing with it. Now, why the president would go as far as to describe it as a foreign virus, that is something we'll also be asking questions about. But it should be pointed out that Stephen Miller, who is an immigration hardliner, who advises the president, is one of his top domestic policy advisors and speechwriters, was a driving force in writing this speech. And I think it's going to smack, it's going to come across to a lot of Americans as smacking of xenophobia.
It is not until you put it in their face and you call it that. And it would come across that way to the view of the liberal-minded, the narrow-minded, that are looking for any excuse to attack this president. That is where it was found. And even you, CNN, you quoted and saying it's out of Wuhan, China. It would be a foreign virus. It was not on our soil, Australian soil, Germany's soil, until suddenly it surfaced in China. Now, it might exist in the places I just listed, but it hasn't broken out. If it had come out of Australia, do you think we'd be saying it's a domestic virus? No, it would still be a foreign virus. And former Vice President Joe Biden, one of those also stepping in because he senses a little blood in the water and he needs every little bit of help he can get. He released an agenda yesterday to combat coronavirus, but failed to mention anywhere in it China's role in the spread or the origin of that virus. Not once in this plan that Joe Biden laid out does he mention China or Wuhan, the original city of the virus. But what he does say, the Biden administration will build the global coalition necessary to fill urgent global gaps in pandemic preparedness. Not once does he mention it's China, that it's a foreign virus. How do you get there? You get there because you're going to ignore the facts and you're going to use it simply as a political weapon against President Trump. Neither at any point in his speech did Biden try to bring calm and peace and unity. He used it as an opportunity to blast President Trump for ignoring science, having an adversarial relationship with the truth, and, of course, promoting racism. The former vice president said yesterday, "This virus laid bare the severe shortcomings of the current administration." I think it's laid bare how evil, wicked, and low these guys will go to destroy the presidency of this man. Jerry texting in, Larry Connors, USA Facebook. "I thought that using the FBI, CIA, FISA courts, leaking falsified classified documents to spy on the president was about as low as they could get, the media and Democrats. But now this, completely absurd." I would agree. And again, the former vice president, his words, "Labeling COVID-19 a foreign virus does not displace accountability for the misjudgments that have been taken thus far by the Trump administration." What misjudgments? He was the first to shut down the airline traffic coming out of China. And for that, he was being criticized, being called racist at that point. And now he shut down 26 countries through Europe. And most in Europe would be white, Anglo-Saxon stock. But Biden said, "Let me be crystal clear. The coronavirus does not have a political affiliation." You are right, sir. It does not, but you are giving it a political affiliation. You might as well label it COVID-19/Democrat. # Democrat. But Biden then said, "Acts of racism and xenophobia against the Asian American and Pacific Islander community must not be tolerated." There is nothing in this that the president did the other night in his speech or anywhere that's been put out that this is because the Asians are. What do you want to put? What terms do you want to use? You want to get really down and dirty that they are unkempt, they're unclean, they eat stupid stuff, they don't know how to take care of themselves hygienically. I mean, what do you want to do? The president said nothing like that whatsoever. But again, back to the president's remarks the other night, saying it's a foreign virus, just stating a fact. Jim Acosta made his remarks, appearing on CNN at the time with host Chris Cuomo. I want you to hear again what Acosta said and then how Cuomo quickly jumped in and gave his particular spin and clarification.
"It's going to come across to a lot of Americans as smacking of xenophobia, right, to use that kind of term in this speech, Chris."
"Well, look, sometimes we can answer the questions. And the answer is he's doing it to put blame somewhere else. We've seen over the last few days McCarthy and others saying the Chinese coronavirus, the Wuhan coronavirus. We get right. That. It can't be the main concern right now."
And it's not, other than state this is where it originated. They don't care about the facts. You see that. But in the midst of this, let me share something else with you. This is, who put this together? I think it was, and it's a right-wing operation for the most part. Oh, by the way, I got a statement here from Nancy Pelosi. This is probably where it comes in. Yeah, this is put together by Joe Pollack of Breitbart. And he's talking about while Democrats have been watching all this unfold, they've also still been busy with impeachment. They're not missing a beat on that. He points out, and he's got a dateline here. January the 21st, the first person with coronavirus arrives in the U.S. from China, where he'd been in Wuhan. January 23rd, House impeachment managers make their opening arguments for removing President Trump. January 23rd, China closes off the city of Wuhan entirely, completely, to stop it from spreading to the rest of China. That's what China did. January 30, U.S. senators began asking 2 days of questions in the president's impeachment trial. January 30, the World Health Organization declares a global health emergency. January 31, the U.S. Senate holds a vote on whether to allow additional witnesses and documents in the impeachment trial. January 31, Trump declares a national health emergency, imposes a ban to and from China, and former Vice President Joe Biden calls that decision hysterical, xenophobia, and fear-mongering. January 31. And February 2nd, the first death from coronavirus outside China. February 3rd, House impeachment managers begin closing arguments. February 4, President Trump talks about the coronavirus in his State of the Union address. Pelosi rips up every page. Remember? In 20 days, for 20 days, from the day the first death from coronavirus was noted, Democrats did nothing about it. They were focused on the impeachment trial that had been delayed repeatedly by Nancy Pelosi. And for that, they turn around and label him as racist. I got one other point I want to share on this. One other point. And before we're done with this hour, we'll be joined by James Hurston from Hollywood on what's happening with the Hollywood elite and all their great parties with coronavirus. And you know who they're blaming. Please stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
Red Fitness Lounge in Clayton sponsors this segment. Red Fitness Lounge, redefining exercise, changing how you think and look at fitness, one client at a time. I'll see you at Red Fitness Lounge. Get details at redfitnesslounge.com. redfitnesslounge.com.
Drinking dark whiskey, telling white lies. One leads to another on a Saturday night. Don't you cross your heart unless you hold the dime. Drinking dog whiskey, telling my lies.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So back again to how President Trump has done what needed to be done early to protect our nation, our nation's health, doing the best he could, while the Democrats continue to persist. Push the impeachment. Push the impeachment. I documented for you a moment ago, and the material was put together by, I'll give you the source again, Joel Pollack, writing for Breitbart. I don't have any reason to question his dates, but I want to give him credit for the work he did on it. It's not my work, and if it's wrong, it's also his mistake, but I think everything looks right. Pointing out for 20 days from the day the first death from coronavirus was known, Democrats were doing nothing about it. They were busy constantly with the president's impeachment trial. And one day after the World Health Organization declared that coronavirus was a global health emergency, the president stepped up and said 26 countries in Europe would now be banned from entering their flights from entering our country, leaving England and Ireland open. And prior to that, he had imposed the Chinese travel ban. And immediately the left and the mainstream media were criticizing him, saying he's being hysterical. And because he identified it as a foreign virus, they're using that to say, once again, he's promoting racism. And Biden, Joe Biden, is saying labeling COVID-19 a foreign virus does not displace accountability. Well, of course it doesn't change any accountability. But he went on to say for the misjudgments that have been taken thus far by the Trump administration. At the time, it doesn't appear there were misjudgments. He was doing what was needed. But again, Biden and the left, all of them are reading right out of the Communist Party playbook. And when those flights were being canceled and restricted, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler insisted that that's not going to do anything. Banning these flights coming in isn't going to do anything. It's not going to help the public health. And yet Nadler was also behind closed doors urging Nancy, say, send us all home so we can get home and get out of the Capitol. And she said, no, we're captains of this ship. We must stay here, which, again, I'm going to give her credit for. But Congress has, of course, closed up for general viewing and guests and so forth, only essentials. And when former Vice President Joe Biden talked about battling the COVID-19, not once did he mention it came from China or the city of Wuhan. Not once. But Hillary Clinton, she also knows how to deal with it. She put out this tweet talking to Donald Trump. I know this is hard for you. Let me spell it out. Free testing, fee waivers, emergency sick leave, quarantines, cancellations, giving a damn. He's been doing that. Hillary, how about you rein in your leftist idiots out there while they... All right, I'm going to have to take a break. We'll come back with James Herson to join us from Hollywood.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow up than Mustang down.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. When we began today's program, I told you in addition to the run on toilet paper, there's going to be a run on something else, and it's going to be an essential item. And if you don't have it, you're going to be, well, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. I'll tell you before we wrap up this hour, for those of you who missed the beginning of the program, before we wrap up today's program, I will tell you what it is, and maybe you better consider getting one. But first, our guest, James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, international business attorney, does a lot of reporting out of the West Coast for us and keeps us informed on what the libs are doing in that part of the world. And James has out a piece I want him to share in a moment about how celebrities are dealing with these coronavirus these face mask selfies. But before we get to that, Jim, the president, and now maybe a little over an hour and 20, is holding a news conference and apparently is going to announce a national emergency.
Yes, well, you know, the president, basically his hand was forced. He had to come out and declare a state of emergency to free up, I think it's an excess of $40 billion that he can use FEMA money. And he doesn't, he basically bypasses Pelosi and company, who, when the president addressed the nation, Pelosi and company came out and passed their response to the coronavirus, which was to sneak in.
She tore it up. Abortion. She tore the damn thing up. She had no response other than tearing it up.
No, no. I mean, they passed legislation.
Right.
That the legislation is filled with pork and filled with abortion funding. And basically what they know, it, you know, in other words, Nancy Pelosi pork blocked the president. So this is a way the president goes around Congress. That's essentially what he's doing, so he can get money to address this. And I'm going to air quote this word, crisis, because this is it. What's worse, really? An infection that so far has killed 40 people in a country of 327 million, or a panic that has caused a run on very important items and, items of substance, and a panic that has caused Major League Baseball to postpone its season, NBA, NHL, late night comics, Broadway plays.
Let me talk about that aspect for a minute, because you, as an attorney, the reason I see them doing that is liability issues. They don't want to be hosting a game and someone come down sick and say, I got it at the game I went to attend the baseball or hockey game or whatever.
Yeah, that would be fine if the danger was imminent. But let me give you a comparison. A little more than 10 years ago, we had a virus that was highly contagious that people were worried about. 59 million Americans were infected. 265,000 were in the hospital. 12,000 died. What was shut down? Nothing.
You're right.
What was the media coverage? Minimal and understated. This was in 2009, 2010.
Obama years.
H1N1. And of course, it was Obama. The media are fueling panic. If they're weaponizing the story, and that includes Fox News. I mean, they're all doing it.
Well, there's a thin line. You know, as a reporter, it's a thin line. It's got to be reported, but trying to keep it in balance and so forth. But I had, before you joined us, I was playing clips of Acosta on CNN talk about, because the president used the term, calling it a foreign virus, that it was showing xenophobia and racism.
Oh, I know. No, you can't say it's from Wuhan. You can't say it's from China. You're a racist. But here's the difference. Back then, again, 12,000 Americans died. And here's an NBC headline from back then. It said, thousands sickened by swine flu virus. That was it. In today's headlines, what we see is, and this just happened in the New York Times. The New York Times claims on background to have secret discussions within the government where they were saying that this could be up to a million deaths in the United States. This is the kind of stuff they're floating. The public has been spooked into hoarding and going out. You can't go to a Costco.
Well, and they're saying the president isn't doing anything, and yet when he stopped the flights from China while they were still in the process of trying to impeach him, he was being called then xenophobia. And that he took the first steps. I had quotes from the Health and Human Services Secretary earlier saying he bought us more time. Thank God he made that decision then to stop those flights from coming in.
Well, then, yeah, you get into the criticism of the president. The president cannot do right by them ever if he acts with a lot of, like he is now, declaring a state of emergency. They're going to call him an authoritarian.
Yeah,
a man who wants to be a dictator.
And too late.
When he holds back, then he says, yeah, they say it's too late. They criticize everything he does. If he hadn't acted, I mean, look, if the Democrats were in charge, their two main planks are open borders. Now, we know how well our country would do if our borders were wide open at a time when people are getting sick from a virus overseas. And they would have stopped the president, or they would have stopped anybody. They would never have closed travel from China, because that's xenophobic. And then their other plank is Medicare for all.
Yeah.
The destruction of our health care system at a time when we actually need innovation.
The Border Patrol reported the other day something like 300 Chinese apprehended along our border, none of them testing positive for coronavirus. And I point out then, this border is not just national security worrying about jihadists, but disease coming in. And when folks were coming to this country originally, going through Ellis Island, they had to go through medical checks before they were allowed to go into the country.
Well, that's exactly right. And all through the southern states and the western states, there have been weird, exotic diseases that have hit, clearly brought over through the loose immigration policies.
And yet you get Jerry Nadler, committee chairman, saying, oh, stopping planes from coming in, that's irrational, doesn't protect the public health.
Well, then again, they condemn themselves. But here's the, I mean, it's just crazy. And here in Hollywood, you know, the celebrities, they're not as worried, you know, that the food stores are the stores are out of toilet paper because they've installed bidets in their mansions to spray off their rear end. But they're out there now. They're hoarding and stockpiling Botox because, look. At a time of crisis, we cannot have the celebrity faces fall.
And you have a piece you wrote about showing that they're hitting a new low, taking all their selfies and wearing a face mask.
Yeah, well, on the serious side, look, that's why I'm saying this. The panic is actually could cause more problems and more destruction than this disease could. The fact is, what has happened with the economic damage is going to hurt small businesses, hurt jobs, hurt families. But the Democrats and the media don't care. And the entertainment industry and these loudmouth celebrities work together.
And how's it going to affect? So, how's it going to affect theaters in Hollywood and things of that nature?
Well, I mean, look, Hollywood has postponed major blockbuster movies. They're going to lose a ton of money. They've postponed television show production, movie production on location. They've closed Disneyland and Disney World. So theme parks are getting closed. I mean, I thought the sign that we're at Armageddon, you know, when I saw the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball all canceling, I thought, well, if the WWE, if they suspend their season, it's Armageddon. Well, or the apocalypse, you know. But they did.
Yes.
I heard recently.
Are you kidding?
They did.
I didn't know that.
And they're going to do it online or something.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you have late-night shows? This is Hollywood. You have late-night shows that are comedy shows with no audience.
Well, nobody's laughing anyway, so.
So. Yeah, well, that's true. It's not funny. But
hey,
you
James,
asked me about the fake. Oh.
Again, as always, I appreciate you. You bring such a great perspective to this. I'd like to check back in with you next week to see how Hollywood's advanced between now and then. Can we do that?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they'll advance to hazmat suit selfies.
Thanks, James. As always, we appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
You bet. Great guest, James Hurston. Sometimes it looks like I'm interrupting him. I do, because he's got so much, he gets on a roll, and I will never get some points covered I want, but I absolutely enjoy having James Hurston on board, and I know you do as well. We'll take a break, and when we come back, some notes for your weekend as you prepare, and I'm going to tell you about that most important item other than toilet paper that's been ripped off all the shelves that supposedly you better get, because this is the next big item that is going to be selling out everywhere. I'm serious. Well, you'll find out. Stand by, please.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I'll scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song.
This
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So this story just breaking in the last 2 minutes, the state of Louisiana is postponing its presidential primary because of the coronavirus concerns. Think the Democrats are going to want to hold their convention later? Or even the Republicans, maybe? What do you say we just by acclamation say, President Trump, you're in for another 4 years anyway? Well, they won't buy that. I had on the air earlier one of my sponsors on this program. He's been with me for 5 years or so, and Tom Wellington heads up Wellington Environmental. Wellington Environmental specializes in going into situations like this where there's a concern about a sanitation violation of some type, cleaning it, making it better, protecting it, and making sure it's up to standards and the employees and customers are safe. Tom did not want to do an interview with me on air during the midst of this because I know him. I know the guy. His heart was, he said, he wasn't quite out saying it, but I put it in the words for him. I said, I know you think it's going to be toying with people, trying to play off the concern and emotion and fear, and that's not the way you do things. But I did get him to get on the air with us earlier in the last hour. If you missed it, go to Larry Connors USA Facebook and listen to the interview with Tom Wellington because of what he has to say about what's being done, how's it done, and he's one of many companies across the nation that does this. But Wellington Environmental does it in this area, and so for hospitals and schools and public facilities or whatever that needed something, it's a good option. But I'm not going to make it a commercial for him. Not going to give the phone number. Just I've told you the name, Wellington Environmental. You know the phrase we have, Wellington Environmental, be well with Wellington. But I'm leaving that up to you to what you want to do. But what we also discussed is there are a lot of scam operations out there that would come in and claim they're disinfecting and everything, and they're doing nothing more than spraying Windex everywhere, believe me. And then there are other scams that they're worried about that folks would be caught on their computer by phishing groups using that phishing term, that acting like a major bank or tech company saying we need passwords, information from you because we're aware that coronavirus might be popping up in your area. We need to reach you and protect some of your holdings and things of this nature. And you got to be watchful all the time for anybody trying to get that information from you. And be it them coming into your office acting like they know what they're doing and they have no idea, check out any company. Check out the credentials of Wellington Environmental. They've been around for 30-plus years. Check them out. I wouldn't use them as a sponsor. Wouldn't want them as a sponsor if I had any doubts about them. Andrew, our boots on the ground in Chicago, had been in a conference, I think he said Pittsburgh, I believe, in a trade show, and he'd pointed out that a lot of the folks really haven't shown up. He said, but I'll give you some observations. No one wants anyone to get sick, so they don't seem to mind keeping their distance, sanitizing hands, being respectful of personal space. There was even a sign put up with two hands shaking, a circle drawn around it, and then a cross through it like, don't do this. And the sign said, no offense, makes sense. In other words, encouraging people, don't shake hands. I guess don't exchange pens or things of that nature or whatever you have that you want to give as a freebie or a gift bag for those attending. He went on to say it's very few people have a wholesale belief in what they're hearing from the media, exception Larry Connors USA listeners. As I know, we can handle the truth. I appreciate that. And he said, we are seeing some things unprecedented in the history of our country. That is, that this is a different flu, that's all. And he talked about PR departments working tirelessly. Cannot turn your head, and I've seen the same thing, without our response to coronavirus. I got that the other day from Southwest Airlines. I've gotten it from different organizations and groups. A couple of restaurants in town put up on their Facebook page, our response to coronavirus. And, of course, you got the sports teams canceling and doing this and doing that. All of them telling you that they will be responsive to dealing with coronavirus. He said, COVID-19 doesn't stand a chance now. Look at what Thrifty Rent-A-Car is doing. Everybody's got a response to coronavirus. I'd also, in the previous hour, said something very, very self-serving. And I said that there is not another radio program right now in the nation anywhere that is as good as this one, especially in dealing with this subject in detail that we did today, on covering so many aspects, so many different avenues. Yes, it's a pat on my back, and I'm acting kind of all built up in ego, but the point is I believe in what we're doing here. I believe what we're doing, and I do it for you because I want to give you the very best. With that in mind, let me take you back to the very beginning of our program today. When I said you've seen all of these pictures, I get them all the time from folks, shelves empty of toilet paper. No toilet paper. Folks are buying up toilet paper everywhere. And I'm going to tell you right now what's going to be the next big item as this coronavirus and the toilet paper sales go like crazy. Mark my word, and if you don't have one of these, you better go get them. Think of all that toilet paper being used. And if you ever overstuffed a toilet with toilet paper, you're going to need a toilet plunger. You don't have one, you better get one, because I guarantee you that's going to be the next big item that's going to be sold out. Good luck with that. All right, we'll be back Monday, barring I don't die coronavirus, and I expect to be here. Book it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.